Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 5 o'clock on the most listened to sports talk show for your ride home.
Yes, sir.
Time for the Falcons Report.
Stop! Big Beasley slams it through the gut to touchdown Atlanta. Julio, touchdown. Oh, my goodness.
The 5 o'clock Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Oh, my goodness. Lots going on today here on Dukes and Bell. Thank you for listening. Thank you for making us the number one sports show in Atlanta. Guys, we want to hear from you at 404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Lots of interesting texts coming in regards to our conversation today. And if you're just joining us, we'll reset it for you. But as you guys know, we start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. And I tell you what, Mike Bell, with OTAs going on with the Falcons, you know, the thing that interests me a little bit today is I'm curious to know what wrinkles are being added to this offense. Our man D. Orlando Ledbetter had a chance to talk with Jake Matthews, who, by the way, is up for a contract extension, which we'll talk about here in just a little bit. Mm-hmm. And one of our Twitter followers was saying, you know, left tackles don't grow on trees, guys. You got to sign him. And he's still under contract. He's set to make $12 million, and we'll get into that. But he also told D. Led that, you know, during these OTAs, and this is going back now, this is the third week, I think, of OTAs, and then next week's mandatory minicamp. But he says, we've been trying to add some wrinkles. And that's the quote. We definitely have added a few more wrinkles to the offense. We're always trying to improve. What are the wrinkles? And you know, what would you do if you were Steve Sarkisian to try to improve this offense? Everybody says we under-executed. Mm-hmm. It was also about the play call.
Well, I mean, how do you get Julio? Put it this way. You know, one thing you and I have harped on for the last year or two is, you know, getting Julio in more scoring positions. How do you get him open? How do you throw? I mean, it's not like Matt's got to throw him open. They're going to bracket him. You've got to get other guys in the mix. So remember we joked around about Taylor Gabriel when one guy said, he's too short.
Oh, yeah.
That's how he got lost. I mean, that's how he didn't get the touchdowns. He got the touches. The number of touches were there in targets, but the touchdowns came down. Well, Calvin Ridley, another great athletic target. Obviously, Sanu. Hooper also being a more viable target in the red zone will also help Julio. So how are you doing it? What are these wrinkles? Moving guys around? Is it the spacing? We don't know. We're not privy to that. But there are some things that they've done. That's why we'd love to see Julio out there to, you know, kind of soak it up like a sponge and maybe put his 2 cents worth in.
Yeah, I remember when we talked to was Harry Douglas down at the draft coverage. We were down at Mercedes-Benz, and Harry was talking to us about, you know, we asked him about the red zone stuff with the Falcons, and Harry was going back to his days. Now, he had a totally different coordinator, right. But he was talking about the fact that even when I was here and playing with the Falcons, they just didn't throw to Julio in the red zone. Is this just a function of more chances, or are you really doing something different?
Well, this goes back to the initial question you and I always threw out there. You know, I mean, why would you give Julio more money if you guys – look, again, we don't know what Julio wants. All we know is Julio – and we'll talk more about this at 520 in the big story, but Julio did say that he was happy to TMZ, wants to be a Falcon for life. So you accept that at face value, that's great. Just wish he was here to be a part with his teammates of getting this offense back on track. How do you get them open? How do you – I mean, Greg Knapp comes in with Sarkisian, Carl. What is in the X's and O's here to get more production out of Julio once you get inside the 20? Because no one debates 1,400 yards and change, you know, 80-some-odd catches, 20-20, and then all of a sudden things get tight and we get in the red zone.
A chance for you to win $1,000 is coming up, guys, with our national signing bonus contest. As we do each and every day, we talk about the Falcons on our Falcon Report, brought to you by our friends at Domino's.
Yeah, man, a large three-topping pizza, $7.99, carry-out only. It's good every night of the week. So whether it's watching hoops tomorrow night or whatever you're doing, make it Domino's, guys. Get all the details at Domino's.com.
All right, let's talk about Jake Matthews real quick. He says he's healthy. He says, I'm healthy and stronger and in better shape. But he says, you know, this is something that I try to do every offseason. So that's no surprise, and I don't think that's been an issue. The one thing I will tell you about Jake Matthews, and I don't know how you feel about Jake, who is our starting left tackle. We drafted him sixth overall a few years back. Now he's in the fifth year of his rookie deal, which is why he's getting the $12.4 million. But, Mike, you know, here's a guy that has only missed one game, one, since he's been a Falcon. And even if you think he is good, not great, which is my assessment of Jake, who's been very good, if he was great, he would have been a Pro Bowler and All-Pro already, potentially. And that's how I thought the track was going when we drafted him is, a couple of years in, this guy's going to be one of the most dominant tackles in the league. Okay, with that said, he's durable and he's reliable. And those are things that as a Falcon fan, you go, all right, you know what? I'd rather have that guy than a guy that's banged up and doesn't show up and is not good, because that's what Jake is.
Look, I mean, we thought with the pedigree of his dad, you know, a Hall of Famer, one of the great offensive linemen in NFL history, Bruce Matthews, that, you know, it would be a no-brainer. Some guys thought Taylor Lewan was a better pick. Now, as far as who's had more impact, well, we've gone to a Super Bowl, you know, and the Titans are the Titans. They're just kind of a middling mess. They did get to the playoffs last year.
By the way, you know who their new OC is? Matt LaFleur.
That's right.
That name sound familiar?
Here with the old Falcons back in the day, a acolyte of one Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, I just bring that up to say, yeah, that's their new OC. He's getting the shot to finally be an OC.
But Taylor Lewan is a guy that, you know, yeah, he's had more impact. He's had Pro Bowl caliber seasons, all pro. That's the one the writers vote on, too. Regardless, Jake's a top 10 pick. He's solid. You're not going to move on from your left tackle, you know, and you're going to get him a deal. Right? That's it. End of story. I mean, you hope it's a contract that doesn't break the bank, because he's not a Pro Bowler, but he is a solid left tackle in this league, which is the callers in Texas have said. They do not grow on trees, so you got to keep him.
Yeah, he's not going to reach free agency, guys, meaning the Falcons are going to play this season, and then all of a sudden at the end of next year, we get into March and Jake's on the market. That's not happening. You know, and we're going with all things, no injuries, all the good stuff. He just plays out the season, and we're in a good spot. They're not going to allow that to happen. He won't reach free agency. But I say, like D-Led, I don't think they do this deal now or even as camp starts. I think you get into the season, Mike, and you'll have time to negotiate this deal, and you do it before the end of the season. This will be an in-season deal.
Right. Now, last year or 2 years ago in 16, it was Ryan Schrader got his deal later in the season. So there's more than one way to do it. We have over $7 million in cap space. If you were predisposed to maybe bringing someone in who was cut, let's say, in that first round of cuts in August, not necessarily that's the MO. You don't have to use all your cap space, guys. I know we were talking about this. I believe it's 89% according to the current CBA. But anyway, we've got space, and we will have more space next year moving forward, if I'm reading everything right. Jake's long-term contract with more money and a signing bonus would open up some more cap space.
Let's hear from Dan Quinn today at OTAs, talking about his first draft class becoming leaders on this team.
Their ability to now lead, I think, is getting pretty powerful. And so we've had this spring where different presentations they present to the group now that they know some of the issues. So it's nice to see, you know, after the rookie program, a guy like Deion still there working, you know, with the young guys. So he remembers guys like Paul Warlow who helped him into that space, and that's his way to pay it forward.
It is, and that's kind of cool. Dan Quinn, remember, comes in, and that draft class that helped us go to the Super Bowl is now, as he said, you know, becoming leaders in their own right. Also talking about the young defensive players on this defense, you know, you've got guys now who have started, who've played in big games. Mike, they're not rookies, they're vets now.
The development side is a part that, like, I really enjoy as a coach, because you really see them grow in your system with your alerts. And so kind of almost like they don't know any other way except the way that we do it. So Deion specifically has had one hell of an off season, but so is Keanu. I mean, I just feel their intent. I knew it right when we came back. I could see their intent to go for it.
Look, we love this defense. I mean, the fast and physical thing we've talked about.
Fast and physical.
Now just get back into sack business with Vic Beasley and Tack. You know, we still got the depth. You've laid it out earlier in the week. We've got the depth on the defensive tackle position, which we were a little worried about. We're hoping that Deidre Sinnott's going to be the man. You'll hear Grady Jarrett's take on Deidre coming up. So, again, who's worried? What Falcon fans worried about the defense?
Not me.
No, and we got Isaiah Oliver to come help out, who could be an upgrade over Brian Poole in the nickel. You've got depth now. You had to account for the Jalen Collins screw-up, but you got some good pieces there, because Isaiah Oliver fell to you where he did.
Here's Quinn, Coach Quinn, DQ, talking about Desmond Trufant. Listen to what he says, Trufant, praising about Calvin Ridley.
Des may say that he sees polished. I probably see explosive. And I see a really aggressive player who's really going for it in a big way.
Calvin Ridley, guys, he said it, explosive. He has that ability to catch a 5-yard, you know, in and turn it into a 50-yard touchdown. And those guys, you know, that's the explosive plays that we had in 2016, 2017 that helped us get to a Super Bowl. We didn't have those plays this last season, and that was another thing. You know, a 5-yard game was a 5-yard game. 5-yard game that particular season was a 5-yard game turned into a 35-yard,
right,
you know, a game. Those explosive plays is what we were missing, and that's why we get back to the Sark thing.
Well, it's also,
you know, getting guys in those positions.
And also Sark still, I mean, like, don't you feel there was a learning curve for Sark last year?
Oh, sure, certainly.
I mean, totally. Certainly. And, you know, some of this was dictated early in the year by some of the offensive line issues where Schrader was out. We had to plug in Sombrero. Tyler's umbrella.
It limited us in some of the things we could do.
Right. So now you look at it and you say, okay, But this, we'll talk more about this in the big story at 5:20. But if I got to use Ridley and all these other things, and I got to, I mean, how do the Steelers ever get Antonio Brown down the field with the football in his hands? How does that ever seem to happen?
I don't know.
That's what I mean. I'm being a little bit of a Weisenheimer, but I'm just saying this is why, Julio, you don't get a raise.
It's fair.
If he's asking for it, and we don't know who he is.
No, he hasn't said that. The reports are out there. And again, if everything is cool and copacetic, then so be it. I just need the reps. Hey, man, let's give you a chance to win $1,000.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
valid. Do you have a valid driver's license? Boy, I hope
so. For now.
Yeah, V-A-L-I-D. You almost got caught speeding today, didn't you?
State trooper, luckily the truck was at the pick, so he couldn't get the radar on me as I was coming around Howell Mill. But anyway, guys, valid, V-A-L-I-D, that's valid. The radar went off, and I was like, whoa. Then, of course, I got out of the diamond lane, which I shouldn't have been in. Anyway, valid, V-A-L-I-D, that's valid.
Wait a minute, you were in the diamond lane?
There's some really slow-moving guy. That
you're not allowed to be in that lane when you have one person.
It was an emergency, Carl. I was going to hit the guy. I had to get out of the way. A valid, 72881, you text valid. Don't be texting and driving. That would be illegal. Text valid to 72881. That's the word for the 5 o'clock hour for your shot at $1,000.
All right, 72881. Yeah, you just did two things that were illegal in that situation.
I don't think that's the way it happened.
By the way, coming up, we got our big story. We'll talk to our man Mike Conte. We talked to Darren Eales today, too, guys, and you'll hear Darren coming up a little bit later on talking about tomorrow's big match. It's U.S. Open Cup, and you'll be able to listen to it right here starting at 7 o'clock with the pregame 7:30 kick.
Yeah, and we talked to Darren about that, and again, NYC, FC, New York, they play up at Yankee Stadium. It's a real funky setup because it's not a regulation field. I don't know why FIFA allows this nonsense, but it was the best arguable match of the season. And that's certainly in Darren's opinion. And Darren, also, we asked him, we're kind of spoiled. You know, we're kind of used to it. You know, when you see teams get red cards and go down a man or two, we're expecting to blow these guys out. But Darren explains all the things that have been happening with United, so don't miss that at 6:20.
Grady Jarrett was also speaking today, guys. Deidre Sanat, we talked a lot about this young man when the draft came around. And, you know, he was kind of, I don't want to say hidden, but off the radar, Mike. And once you realized, oh, okay, this was the guy that they were targeting. And Grady Jarrett, his thoughts on Deidre Sanat.
I mean, he's, you know, tough competitive guy, and, you know, just want to be out there with us every day, working through some things. But, you know, I'm excited to see him grow as a player, and I know it's going to be a process as it was for me. So, you know, have patience with him in that sense of it. But, I mean, we got good players across the whole line.
Yeah, I like the fact that all the pressure's not on Deidre Sanat. Again, you go out, you get T-Mac, right, Terrell McClain.
Right.
I know that's not maybe a name that, you know, who is this guy? He's a veteran guy that knows what he's doing, and it takes a lot of pressure off of Deidre Sanat to not have to have, you know, 600-700 snaps, Mike,
right,
in the situation like we had with Dontari Poe.
Yeah, you can't expect that kind of workload for – no, again, unless he really exceeds expectations, and I think we're all waiting to see, you know, the rest of this defensive line, especially on the ends, really tack kicking into overdrive, especially now he's going to be 100%. But Sanat, there's a lot of similarities, a little bit maybe bigger weight-wise than Grady, but certainly a lot of things to be excited about. You know, you got Derek Shelby, you hear back, and I know we don't even know what Jack Crawford was because we didn't really get a chance to see him do his thing before we got injured. So that's a good thing. And we'll talk to Grady tomorrow, by the way, with our golf tournament up at Top Golf.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to it, man. Again, I'm looking at this list of who's going to be out there in Midtown with us at Top Golf as we celebrate our fifth annual celebrity golf tournament. But Grady, Spoon, Vic Beasley, Keanu Neal, Devontae Freeman. I mean, I'm just going down the list, guys. Snoo. Tack, Brooks Reed, Brian Poole. Man, it's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow. Hey, coming up, our big story. If you didn't get a chance to chime in last hour or in the 3 o'clock hour, you can now at 404-741-0929. We'll take some more of your phone calls. I just feel like today a question could have been answered and this thing could have been put to bed. But with the question not being answered fully, Mike, it has us wondering.
Is Carl trying to run Julio Jones out of town?
Listen, if Julio is there next week, we'll play Turn Down for What and we'll have a good time, all right? But if he's not, then what are you going to do? It's Dukes and Bell. Here's the deal for me today, Mike.
Lay it down, man.
We heard Dan Quinn today after OTAs talking about Julio. And he was asked a specific question about Julio, and I'll let you hear it here in a second. And some guys are hitting us up and they're like, yo, you know he's never missed mandatory minicamp. Yeah, but he's never wanted his contract updated either.
But again, see, let me play devil's advocate. Here's what we know. He is not here for the OTAs. We know that for a fact. We know that he's in constant contact with Dan Quinn and contact with Matt Ryan and other teammates. We know that he did tell TMZ in a brief interview that he is wanting to be a Falcon for life.
Yes.
And there's people making a story up that he thinks there's nothing to see here. But that's what we know for a fact.
Was there ever a debate, though, that he wanted to be a Falcon for life? I mean, like, that to me was one of those things like, yeah, Falcon for life. Nobody even asked that question. Like, no, there was never a debate in my mind that Julio was going to be somewhere else. Well, number one.
The social media thing got people freaked out. That they remember that when he swiped, when he wiped his Instagram account.
That he might want to be somewhere else.
Which we later found out was basically he had spoke with Alabama guys, mm-hmm. but don't let social media define you, yada, yada. But that got turned into something by Vaughn McClure, who then got turned into something by Ian Rappaport.
So you don't believe he wants the contract updated?
I'd love to hear from the man himself. I would love to hear him definitive. Not some TMZ crap interview on a sidewalk. I'd love to hear us talk to him. We extend an open invitation to Julio or his people for Julio to come on. We'd love to clear the air, lest there be no confusion.
Yeah, I'm going to say this, though. And we talked about this. You know, for a guy like Ian, whose job is to get stories, okay, he's not a talk show host. He's not going to put his reputation out there to run with a story just because he'll never get one again for the Falcons, right. Okay? So when you talk about guys coming out with stories, guys just don't make up stories. When they're chasing them all season long and they're hoping to get the scoop, there's something to being a reporter, if you've never done that, that you don't burn your sources. And so for a guy like Ian Rappaport to come out and say, I've spoken with the Falcons, and they said they're open to it, which was the original report, but they're not saying no.
Right.
I got to believe that guy is doing his work behind the scenes, and I'm going to buy the report until told otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody's come out since that report and refuted it, have they? I don't think so. So for me, when Ian came out with that report about Julio wanting an updated contract, guys, that's what it is for me. If Julio is different, so be it. That brings us to today. Here's the deal. Dan Quinn, let's hear it, Craig. Asked about Julio Jones, specifically, coach, what about Julio?
No change. I've certainly been in contact with Julio. He's doing great and, really fit, really strong. So it's nice to know he's healthy and strong as he's been in a long time. So as a coach, that makes me very happy.
All right, so that's cool.
Only thing he struggled with was trying to hit that ball in the kickball tournament with Cam Newton's charity event.
That he did. So then they asked, this is the follow-up question. So Quinn says, yes, I talked to him, nothing's changed. When Dan Quinn says nothing's changed for me, let's clarify. If you're the coach and your expectation is that you're going to have everybody there, that's your expectation. That is not the expectation of a player telling you otherwise. That is what you believe. Nothing's changed for me. Dan Quinn then was asked as the follow-up. Is Julio going to attend minicamp?
You know, we haven't discussed that all the way through, but as far as, my end goes, no change from my end of things that we discussed from earlier this spring.
So I asked this question
again. What does that mean, though? No, I mean, Julio had discussed with Danny he was not going to attend OTAs, but he will. So we can only go by what we hear from the coach. And he was not definitive about Julio being at minicamp, which is a mandatory minicamp, by the way, which if you don't go there, they dock you, right?
Yeah.
You get a chunk of your paycheck taken out.
Which is why, again, one listener pointed out, Dukes, you guys know, he's never missed. And that may be true. Guys, I don't expect him to miss. Do you understand why I think this is a problem? The problem is, if it's not an issue, then answer it. Yes, he'll be here.
Yeah, he'll be here. No problem.
Done!
Well, we haven't discussed that yet. Well, that's which then gets you and me talking, because this is the crux of the big story today. The thing which got me more fired up to start the afternoon was when I heard an interview, Dear Orlando Ledbetter had it on his blog in the AJC, that he spoke with Jake Matthews about, amongst other things, his contract we covered in the Falcon Report brought to you by Domino's. But that he also said, Jake, that there were some new wrinkles being added to the offense. So that could be new sets, new formations, could be even new plays. But whatever the wrinkle is, it's open to interpretation.
Right.
There's some new stuff being thrown in the mix. Wouldn't you like to see a guy who's a vital part of your offense on the same page from the jump when you are throwing new pages in the playbook? That's my only beef. And again,
have you ever come into a project at work late? Have you ever had a project at work and everybody's already working on it and you come in and it's like, and you're late to the party? And yeah, you get caught up, but you're not really on the same page.
Yeah, it's like the time when you had that seminar about Twitter that I missed. And then look what happened the next week.
It's a good point, Mike. 404-741-0929. That is the number. You can hit us up. Maybe it's something. Maybe it's nothing. But for me, as honest and open as Dan Quinn is, call me a liar. What's the problem with saying yes? He'll be here. Next question. It makes you wonder why you would say that unless you don't know. And if you don't know, then you're protecting yourself by saying, we haven't talked about it, which means if he doesn't show, then you're not a liar. You're not saying he was going to be there. And if he does show, well, everything is fine because you didn't say he was.
And by the way, for guys who are not catching the drift or the gist of what we're talking about, last year, Julio had his bunion surgery, which kept him out of the extracurricular stuff.
We knew.
Which didn't get him in a rhythm. And we knew that was coming, right? And there was also Taylor Gabriel was nursing an injury, and that also, Sark even mentioned it. It was brought up by Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff in the end-of-season interview with the media. So we just want to see everybody on the same page, the continuity. And if there are some new things that Knapp is bringing and Sark is working on, I don't think that's being selfish. I don't think that's being a media jerk. A radio guy doing Sparky the Sportscaster. Where's Julio? No, it's a legitimate concern. We want this offense to flow. But I will say this.
Julio better be a cab.
And by the way, if this was Philadelphia, Chicago, New York, this would be a major story. And they'd have a newspaper columnist writing a really edgy article about it. But nobody does that in this town. That's so be it. And I don't want to be in New York or Chicago. I'm just telling you how it would be handled in other cities. Here's the one thing, Carl, for you real quick. I'll wrap it up. If Julio does want more money, and we don't know definitively, I'm not giving him new money. I'm not doing what the Seahawks did with Marshawn Lynch, start to tweak contracts on the fly, and then everyone else gets in their feelings bag, and then poof, there you goes your brotherhood blown to smithereens over money.
Listen, we saw how teams have been dismantled because organizations start to cave. You have to have a philosophy and live by it. You just do. It's our big story.
Guess what time it is?
Now, it's time for the big story.
Listen to this.
On Dukes and Bell.
All right, let's talk to Ken. Ken's been on hold. What do you think? What are you thinking, Ken? Welcome in, man. You're on with Dukes and Bell.
All the odds, man.
What's that, Ken? What you think? Yeah, man.
Uh-huh. All right, Ken, we're going to lay off the cough syrup?
Yeah, I think I'm...
Yeah. He just got hit by a motorcycle.
The gutters that are needed.
Oh, let's leave this open.
Paint job is needed.
Hold on.
Gutters and a paint job.
Now we got to click him off. FCC rules. Can't take. He's got to know he's on the air.
What do you mean? He called us. Bo, you're in the game, Bo. What's going on? Hey, Bo.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good, man. Talk to us.
All right. I think we all need to relax. We're going to be all right with you, Julio. At the end of the day, when start of season comes, Julio's going to be.
Bo, let me ask you a question. I don't disagree. Yes. I think he's going to be there in uniform. That's true. I do agree with that because he's got a lot of money on the line. Let me ask you this. How many touchdowns does Julio catch this season?
He better be catching more.
No. How many touchdowns is Julio catching this season? Tell me.
You want me to go on a limb?
Yes.
I'm going to say he's going to catch double the amount he had.
That would be six.
Six? Wow. That's a big prediction, Bo.
I mean, look, we're
hold getting... on, I'm putting Bo down for six.
Put me down on that Cadillac board for six.
Six.
No, man. Look, we sit here and we chop up what's put in front of us. Today, Dan Quinn was asked, will Julio be at minicamp? Well, we haven't really covered that. Okay? So that's why.
What do you make of it? What do you make of it?
I don't know. I mean, like I said, I have tried to play like my dad, who was a homicide detective, right? Well, you and I go blow by blow this. What do we know for a fact? Julio is not there.
Right.
What do we know for a fact? Everybody else is fact. What do we know about this offense? There's new pages. Julio is not picking that up just yet because he's not there. We know that Julio is in constant contact with Dan. That's great. You know, smiley face emoji. Wish you were here.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we do know that there is potentially, but we haven't. That's what I'm saying. I haven't heard from the man himself. There's a lot of smoke about Julio not being happy with all the contracts that have been done since he signed his deal 3 years ago. Which, again, world's smallest violin for Julio, okay? I'm sorry. Them's the breaks. But, I mean, I just want to hear from number 11 himself. Then we can put all this nonsense to rest, all the conjecture, all the rumor,
absolutely,
all the hyperbole about this, and we can get on with our lives.
We can cheer to cheer to victory. Santana, you're in the game, Santana. What's going on, man?
Hey, guys, how y'all doing?
We're good.
I was just thinking about this.
Yeah.
How is Julio complaining about his contract when Coleman is in his last year of his contract, but he ain't talking about no – wanting to get another year. I don't get it. It's Julio's. He's acting like a little baby. We got Rico. He ain't complaining like Julio. Why is he having to be the diva? I think it's because he was hanging out with old...
Here you go. Here you go. Come on.
All right, say it. Go ahead, say it. It's Terrell Owens' fault.
No, come
Julio
on.
Julio hung out with Terrell Owens and the residual blank hole rubbed off on him.
No, 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 no. I'm not going
to
let you
remember
do
we
that.
Remember we talked to T.O.? We were out at a Coney Brewery
that
day.
We did, and I've seen some of those videos like you guys. T.O. and Julio working out is bananas, the stuff they're doing. Julio, and speaking of T.O., T.O.'s in amazing shape. He always has been, mm-hmm. though. I'm not going to say that. See, this is where it gets convoluted. We love Julio. We want Julio to be the best Julio he can be.
Right.
We're Falcon fans. We want to see our team win. We want to have a chance to maybe play in the Super Bowl in our own city. All of these things matter to us. But at the end of the day, all that matters is the work that's put in. And the work right now is not being put in.
Where is Julio?
All I'm saying.
I don't know. And as we said, guys, can we all agree on one thing, Falcon fans? This is our window, right? We hope that we'll be able to extend this window through cap management and signing the right contract and guys living up to their potential. Yeah. But we are – the last thing we need this season is this kind of sideshow, if it is indeed a sideshow.
Yeah, I love Bo, though. Bo's like, yo, man, ain't nothing to worry about. How many touchdowns? I don't know.
How about as many as Antonio Brown? How about as many as a guy like Larry Fitzgerald who's at the end of his career? How about that?
All right, man. Coming up, we got In Case You Missed It with Mike Conte next.
Hey, man.
It's time now for In Case You Missed It with Mike Conte.
Have I got good news for you.
Right here on Dukes and Bell.
All right, what's going on with the Braves? We'll tell you. Top three at six coming up. The latest on Julio Teheran. We'll tell you about it. But right now, time for Mike Conte in case you missed it.
Not trying to wade into politics in any way, but did think this was a little amusing. Because, you know, there's going to be the summit next week between Trump and Kim Jong-un of North Korea. We think it's going to happen next week. And it's going to be in Singapore. The New York Post is reporting, just in the last hour, that Dennis Rodman has been invited to the summit. And according to the New York Post,
Go ahead.
It weren't so sad, I would actually be laughing. Their source tells them that Dennis Rodman has been invited to the Trump-Kim summit and may even have a role in the negotiations.
What?
According to the New
York
Post.
It's official. We're living in a bizarro world, bro. Every day now. I guess you could say, Carl, the worm has turned.
The worm has turned.
Well, now remember, the worm is friends with Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. He paid him millions of dollars to come to North Korea and play basketball.
Correct. And Rodman claims that the whole reason why the summit is happening is because the last time he went over to Pyongyang, that's the name of their capital city.
Yes, it is.
Say it again.
Pyongyang.
It makes me chuckle.
North Korean capital. Mm-hmm. Rodman claims that the summit is happening because when he went over there, he gave Kim a book about Trump. In fact, written by Trump, Art of the Deal. And that helped Kim understand our president and open the door for this dialogue. But if you're wondering...
I'm wondering.
Dennis Rodman really has not changed a whole lot from, say, 1996 Dennis Rodman.
Mm-hmm.
Still has the piercings.
Okay.
Still has the weird hair. A little more wrinkled. Than he used to be.
Yeah, he's aged
a little bit.
He's
still kind of the same guy
as
he was when Madonna turned his life down a weird corner.
You talk about partying, man.
Well, by the way, he was doing okay. He got involved, like so many stars and NBA players or baseball, whatever. He got involved in that club on the Vegas Strip. Remember that? There was that bar that was right between Monte Carlo and Bellagio. Now it's where all that... Where the entire city center is built up now.
Yeah, T-Mobile and all that.
He lost his butt in that club. That's what I was told.
Mm.
Thought there was a Denny's there now. Or is that down by...
that's down the way.
Palazzo.
Yeah, that's down the way.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
though,
where
right?
Mike's talking about now is where all the new stuff is.
Yeah, where Aria...
Where Vidara is.
Yes.
Bingo. Yeah, no Denny's in there. Nope. No. There's Jose Garces and, you know, Joel Robichon and all the expensive stuff. Not to besmirch Denny's, though. Did you see the U.S. Open qualifiers yesterday? They wrapped up for golf. Mm-hmm. Adam Scott had to hit, like, a long putt to keep his consecutive major streak going, and he hit it in Columbus, Ohio. But they had a qualifier at Ansley up in Roswell.
Right.
And Roberto Castro qualified out of there. You've heard of him. Garrett Rank qualified out of Roswell yesterday. And if you aren't a hockey fan, you may not know who Garrett Rank is. But he is
a
National Hockey League referee. Okay. And he had Dan O'Rourke, another NHL referee, on the bag for him. This is actually a really cool story.
That is cool.
He's a Canadian, a testicular cancer survivor, very good golfer, decided, hey, let's go for the U.S. Open. I've played in some other USGA mid-AMs and things like that over the years, and he made the U.S. Open. Kind of like how, you know, John Smoltz will try to make the...
Right.
In fact, I think he did.
He made the senior
Open.
Yep.
You know, Tom Glavin's tried to do this before, but yesterday in Roswell, I thought that was cool.
That is a neat story. I mean, listen, That's the kind of thing, Mike, one of those stories we'll hear about U.S. Open week, right?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he'll probably miss the cut.
Sure.
But it's a nice story. It's one of the fun things about the U.S. Open. Anyone can play their way in.
And Garrett Rank, by the way, is one of those refs that actually does drop the puck. He doesn't sit there and monkey around with it in a circle.
That's correct, yes. You don't have too many unfair drops with Garrett Rank. He's pretty good. He's not like Kerry Fraser or Don Koharski.
Ron Wicks.
Ron Leon Stickle.
This is, again, Mike and I, someday, Carl, you will hear the What the Puck podcast when Mike is not calling a soccer or doing pregame and I'm just not on the couch.
Listen, I can't wait.
All Atlanta, Carl, is clamoring for the Mike Bell, Mike Conti hockey podcast.
It was kind of funny when the Winnipeg Jets were making their run, how all these hockey fans were coming out of the woodwork on Twitter saying they were rooting for the Jets. And it never fails. Like, I have an old Thrasher's windbreaker. Anytime I go get groceries and I'm wearing it, everyone will say, oh, man, that's awesome. I miss the Thrasher. Well, why didn't you go to a game?
Right.
It'd still be here.
Yeah, I know.
Well, and then again, maybe not. I don't know. This Ezekiel Elliott, Dak Prescott thing in Key West. Have you guys gotten into that?
No,
okay.
What's going on?
Have you haven't heard the story? Listen
goodness.
To this.
All right. So Zeke Elliott and Dak Prescott decide to have a bros weekend in Florida. And
they nothing like it.
Yeah, and they go to Key West. And they walk into a nightclub there, brandishing water pistols that are in the shape of a male organ.
Tallywhacker.
You're kidding me.
Yes. I'll show you the photo.
Both of them had these?
Yes. Here's a photo of Zeke Elliott wearing a fanny pack, and you'll notice that his water pistol is holstered in such a way.
It looks like a pa-pa-pa-pa-pa.
It just, yes.
As they would say, remember the movie Porky's, Carl?
Oh, I see it.
Yeah.
Do we have to say buh, 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 buh.
Now, the people who sold Zeke Elliott and Dak Prescott the water pistols.
You need this back?
No, you're good. At Shorty's Market, they cost $15, by the way. They say Zeke and Dak Prescott were very nice about it. They weren't acting weird in any way about trying to purchase the water pistols that are in the shape of, you know.
Mike, I actually
had a health teacher, by the way, who called it the penal organ.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's not what it's called.
That's weird.
It's like the penal system.
If you got kids in the car, remember the Kentucky Fried movie? Are you aware of the penal system in this state?
Right.
Here's the thing, guys, and real quick, not to get high and mighty, because let's be honest, we had Ezekiel's back based on the evidence and what the NFL investigators said last year.
Yeah, NFL blew it.
But in whatever you think did or didn't happen or what went down with his last 12 months, is this really the look you want to have if you're Ezekiel Elliott?
No, it's not. And this this is the stuff we said stay away from. This is the
common sense.
This is the stuff we said doesn't help you or how you're portrayed, or when you get into a situation, people having your back because you've been an idiot.
A low profile for a couple years until stuff blows.
And by the way, why would you of all things?
Can I ask you something?
Around Key West, why are you holding that thing?
Well, were you
in Key West? No,
bingo,
less.
Which is got a pretty good gay population there, my brother.
Were they squirting people with these things?
Hey now,
what I'm asking.
You mean the water pistols?
Of course. What else would I was talking about?
According to the story, the water pistols were discharged. Yes,
okay.
They were discharged.
Discharged.
Scoring the story.
No. But I mean, I got to be honest
with
you.
What's so funny?
You and I, we go down to Key West. We love the beach and the boat
absolutely.
And all that fishing. Carl, you know what you do when you go down to Key West? You see bachelorette parties. The bachelorettes have the weenus water guns, not NFL running backs and quarterbacks.
I thought it was,
it's a bachelorette party.
Who are they squirting with these?
I would imagine patrons of the nightclub.
Okay.
I mean,
I guess it's a great way to break the ice.
Yeah. The fortunate thing is at least no one got shot with a bullet at that nightclub FBI agent did in Denver.
Yeah,
I still haven't seen an update on that, by
What's
the way.
What's goofier? He's got a fanny pack or he's got a weenus water gun?
Well, now, the fanny pack thing, remember, Julio was walking around L.A. last year wearing a fanny pack, and we talked about that extensively. So he was hanging out with Amigos in L.A. last year, and the fanny pack was a surprising fashion
choice. I'm sorry, you know what?
More and more people are wearing them.
I got to say, Carl, the fanny pack's a no-go. That's a non-starter,
Mike,
man.
I'm with you, but when you have a weenus water gun, you need a place to store it. Well, that's obviously why he had the fanny pack.
I don't think they make holsters for them. So,
good to see this.
I got to be honest,
keeping a low profile.
Weird story.
Yeah.
And those guys need to grow up.
I agree.
Seriously.
I agree.
Come on, man.
I'm all for having fun, but not him.
How about them cowgirls?
Hey, Dak, let's go put these pistols on our hip and walk into this bar.
In Key West.
In Key West. That's the best part of the story.
That's a really bad look,
boys. If it's Ocala, it's a totally different story.
It's almost like saying, you know what? Let's go on this boat, take our shirts off, and leave our Tims on. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.